For WKMS News, I'm Matt Markgraff. Hearts are broken in the small town of Big Sandy, Tennessee. The rural community is mourning the loss of Sonny Melton. One of their own, he was the first named victim of the Las Vegas massacre, fatally wounded while protecting his wife Heather, who survived. Residents gathered around a gazebo in the town center Monday night to pray for Sonny's family and other victims, and to set an example for how communities should respond to tragedy. Heaven got another angel. Tiffany Bullion says when she learned Sonny Melton had been killed, she felt total devastation.
I've known him my whole life. Sonny grew up here. He was from here, and his whole family is. God just really laid it heavy on my heart to get everybody together.
She helped organize the vigil that included friends, family, and neighbors.
My name is Ron Lane. We're at Big Sandy, right in front of the city hall here at the gazebo.
Ron Lane is the mayor of the town of little more than 500 people, where a gas station turned diner once owned by Sonny's grandfather greets you as you drive in, where the city hall, post office, cafe, and library are all within a short walk.
We feel like that it's a special place, and it's a small community. It's a community where everybody knows everybody. I've lived here all of my life. I'm 76, and I grew up here.
He says this type of thing is not supposed to happen to someone from a small town.
But it's a different world now, and this right here brings home the fact that, you know, you don't have to live in a big city for it to affect you. I mean, it can happen to any of us anytime.
Dale Morgan has been in disbelief since learning of Sonny and Heather. He says they're both personable and caring people, well-respected in Big Sandy.
And I call them by their first name because, you know, they're my neighbor. And it's just really sad that something like this happened, just to go and have fun, you know, at a concert.
During the vigil, Sonny's friends gathered in the back. One said he's known Sonny since he was 4. He said Sonny was the kind of guy you could call at 2 o'clock in the morning and he'd be there to help.
We've known Sonny our whole life, and he never let anybody down. He would never tell anybody no. It didn't matter what the circumstance, he was there, and he was there smiling, and he was happy, and he'd do anything for any of us.
Why we called
him
so
tragically taken from us?
Right.
That's not right.
He said saving Heather's life shows you what kind of person Sonny truly was. Heather told USA Today that he had protected her after he'd been shot.
That's what Sonny did for you. I mean, everybody loved him. I mean, when you seen him, he smiled, and he always was good to everybody. And his name fit him, you know. His disposition was always Sonny, and once you seen him, you walked away from him feeling better, you know. He was just one of those people.
That's Bryant Allen, who towered over most of the residents and gripped my hand tight during the prayer.
I ask all of y'all tonight before we leave here, hug each other. Tell each other you care about each other, because we ain't gonna get that. We just don't ever know when that chance could be over.
Brother Daryl Lewis of Big Sandy First Baptist Church had everyone look around and see a community that knows what it means to hurt together and to love a neighbor.
And I just ask that in the days to come, that we continue this bond, this strength, this community that we have, that we show to the world that this is how you respond to the face of tragedy, that this is how you retaliate amongst destruction.
Brother Lewis described another Tennessee man, Jason McMillan, who was wounded in the attack, and local efforts to raise money for his family. Lewis says in Big Sandy is an opportunity to show the nation what happens when tragedies reach small towns, coming together in prayer for peace and comfort. Heaven got another angel overnight. You left this world behind. For WKMS News, I'm Matt Markgraff.